Now on to some other people coping with this week's heat. First, Brandon Hunnicutt, a corn farmer in Giltner, Nebraska.
Today we're pretty comfortable at going to have a high of about 86 today, but it's kind of sandwiched between a day of about 100 yesterday, and we're supposed to be mid-90s again tomorrow.
What does that do to all the corn?
You know, it really helps the corn along, gets it to mature a little quicker, and if you got good soil moisture, the corn actually kind of likes the warm weather.
Well, tell me, looking ahead to tomorrow, Friday in late July, with temperatures likely to be around 100, what do you do? What is somebody who raises corn, what do you do in a day like that?
It gets really interesting because if you're irrigating, if you're pumping water onto the crops, like most of our pivots are, they run on electricity, then the electrical company shuts them off during the day, and then we've got to go back out about 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night and make sure they're back running, so they only run for about 12 hours a day and usually in the cool of the evening. So you kind of spend your day trying to find ways to keep cool and yet stay on task of what you need to get done.
So to use your pivots for irrigating overnight, you're working the night shift now in the farm is what you're saying.
Well, it's more like working the early late shift where you leave the house at 10 o'clock, you go out for a half hour, an hour, make sure the pivots are running, and then get up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning and go out and check them before they shut them off again. So you're not really running all night, but you're also not getting a whole lot of sleep.
Well, Brandon Hunnicutt of Giltner, Nebraska, corn farmer, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.